Hi, this is Ken
And Francis.
and we are Tagapasig Podcast. So let's talk about nostalgia. So what is it exactly? So according to dictionary.com, it is a wistful desire to return in thought or in fact to a former time in one's life, to one's home or homeland, or to one's family and friends, a sentimental yearning for the happiness of a former place or time. But before we get started, we have a guest. He is Dale.
Hey guys, Dale here. Hey guys, what's up? Hey Ken, Francis.
Yep. By the way, Dale, tell us about yourself briefly, and then hobbies, interests.
Where do I start? So I'm Dale Bernal. I'm 26 years old from Muntinlupa. I'm currently working with Northern Trust, and my hobbies are mostly just watching and playing computer games and I think most of my interests are particularly Marvel stuffs and Star Wars stuffs as well. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a quick overview of myself.
I'm offended kasi hindi
Are you?
Bro, sorry, but among all of the superheroes, Batman is my favorite, but in terms of the universe,
Oh,
Marvel pa rin, yeah.
okay. Let's cut to the chase.
Marvel
Batman v Superman, pre.
What do you think?
Bro, don't even say that, bro. That's
Ay, hindi
quite
ba
funny,
nag-exist
man.
yung movie na yun? Hindi nag-exist yung movie pa.
Hindi yun nag-exist along with those sequel trilogies of Star Wars, man. I don't
Pero,
even
well, let me just ask you guys, kayo dalawang tatanungin ko, why do you guys hate it so much? Anong, what made it worse or what made you hate it?
Ako, one word, man. I actually two words.
Why?
Zack Snyder.
Why?
Okay.
Ikaw, bro, Dale, what do you think?
Ako, probably the writing because Ben Affleck is a good actor. Gal Gadot is a good actress. And what's his name? W yung Lex Luthor doon?
Si
Eisen
Jesse
Jesse
Eisenberg,
Eisenberg?
yeah.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg is great as well. Henry Cavill is great as a Superman. Parang siya nga yung pinaka-recent na ayos eh. But, di ba? The writing is so
Writing is
parang
so bad.
sloppy, sloppy.
My God.
True. As in, parang, ano to? Ba't ganito? Ba't ganito?
Para bang Zack Snyder doesn't really get the
So,
Superman or
bro,
Batman.
with that being said, can you say that the Snyder cut will be bad?
Oh, that's a difficult question.
Okay,
I don't know.
based from experience, kasi di ba lumabas yung Batman v Superman Ultimate Edition, which added like 30 minutes of footage na wala rin namang kwenta. Wala rin naman, siguro yung wala rin magbabago dun sa Snyder Cut. Disappointment pa rin sa tingin ko.
What about you, Dale?
I'm not still sure. Parang ano ko, more of 60-40. Parang ginawa lang naman dark yung scenes eh, pero parang most of the people are saying it's gonna be still the same movie. Parang there would be just some additional footage, di ba? Pero yung premise nun would still be the same.
Bilang comic book fan, specifically DC fan, ang hirap i-admit na ano, yung parang franchise niya na dapat panapat sa long-running roller coaster movies ng Marvel. If you didn't get it, yung, kaya ako sinabi yung roller coaster kasi may sinabi si... Sinong director yan? Si director ng...
Josh Whedon?
No. Who said that Marvel movies are...
Is that someone
Martin
from what?
Scorsese? Martin
Your,
Scorsese.
Oh, okay.
Yun. Kaya ako sinabi
Yeah.
roller coaster.
All right.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Di ba,
As
napaka
in,
disappointing.
true. As in, okay na sana yung okay yung mga sequences. Then, there's just two words that really ruined it for me. Can you guys guess it?
Oh, what's your two words?
Save Martha.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Naalala mo ba yun?
Like,
Yeah. They have both Martha for... Yeah.
Like, we were watching it.
Okay. Nung simula ng BVS, okay, we get this POV from Ben Affleck na Superman and Zod is destroying Metropolis. Yung
Okay.
Wayne Enterprises nandun. So, dinedestroy nila yung buong city. Ang daming namamatay.
Okay.
And then, parang, so you get this, okay, kompleto na yung parang, na yung purpose ni Ben Affleck sa buong movie is to
Okay.
stop Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And then, nung actual napapatay na dapat siya with that spear, yung kryptonite spear, ang sinabi lang ni Superman,
Save
Martha!
Martha!
Oh shit! Martha rin pangalan ng nanay mo? Bro! Let's go, parang bro.
Siya, no? Bro, Pilipino, it's Kiss. Like...
parang teleserye na Pilipino. Oh. No? Like, magkapatid tayo.
Well, ba't mo sinabi yung pangalan nila? Martha rin pangalan ng nanay ko eh.
Or did you say that name?
Ganun ba? Sige. Laplapa na tayo. Parang ganun eh. No? Tsaka, throughout the BC EU, hindi consistent yung tono eh. Nagsimula like, tayo sa Man of Steel, which is parang dark, melancholy, pwede mong sabihin. Tapos BBS, parang ganun din. Then, bigla tayong pumunta sa Justice League na, ang kengkoy ng, sobrang kengkoy ng writing. So, parang biglang buya.
Parang, but isn't that the trademark for...
Trademark nila yun, but...
Pero,
iba, doesn't hindi, so right? Out of place.
Okay.
You can tell na tinatry nilang baguhin yung tono from Shazam.
Mm-hmm. Diba? Shazam was great though.
I think they were trying too much yung humor ng Avengers, but it was way off. And as DC, hindi talaga siya fitted for that kind of humor.
Hmm.
Right?
It's funny but, because nung first episode natin, actually,
we were talking about Joker.
It's almost our... Eh, lagpas na, diba?
More than a year.
1 year na pa si Paulus. And ito rin yung pinag-usapan namin nung our first episode.
Dude, as in, legit, the Joker is a masterpiece on its own. Kumbaga, parang for me, it's a standalone movie and shouldn't be connected with, shouldn't be connected with other DCEU movies. As in, yung the color scheme, the cinematography, even the scoring was great. Yung Just Life na kanta, damn. Mm. As in, it hits. Really, really great, man.
Difficult pa piliin ko. Joker or The Dark Knight?
That's a tough one. Kasi si Dark Knight, it's a part of parang trilogy superhero movie. While in The Joker, it's a standalone film that can stand alone without even connecting or without even saying Bruce Wayne or Batman. It's about Arthur Fleck, that dude that is very relatable to others that is suffering from mental health. And yung about how society doesn't really care about those people below. They just walk right back, pass by it. And kapag yung may isang artista na nasunugan, all of the people cares about it. But if yung mga taong normal na tao na nasunugan, parang they don't bat an eye about it. So it's really about a tackle about society. Although yung kay Nolan... It's really parang neo-Marxist type eh, about chaos and how the system can be reversed or turned upside down. Yun naman yung yung parang portrayal ni Joker with the Dark Knight and sa Dark Knight trilogy. But yeah, I think it goes hand in hand eh, so I can't really say which one is better.
Yeah. I don't know. Nagustuhan ko yung theme. I mean, we're still talking about Joker, right?
Mm.
Kasi iniisip ko sila pareho and then Joker, I like the theme pero hindi ko gusto yung the way they do with, well, he has a mental illness. Mas gugustuhin ko yung comic book version na nalaglag siya sa chemicals.
The Killing Joke, yeah.
He goes insane and all that. Mas, for me, ako lang naman, mas tanggap ko yun. Compared to him trying to laugh as some kind of mental illness. Siguro maganda rin yung ginawa nila audience wise. Magkakaroon ng well, I guess let's say some kind of revolution when it comes to understanding what mental illness really is. Kumbaga para magkakaroon ng sympathy dun sa mga mga taong hindi naman aware or minamaliit yung mental illness. That's a good factor. Pero if people have seen or have read Killing Joke, then
true.
I don't know.
The way he messed up Gordon's head, right? Kung yung roller coaster with Gordon, man, it's intense.
Yeah. All right. By the way, bro, matanong pala. Let's get to the question. Mamaya papag-usapan pa rin natin. We're still gonna go back to the comic book stuff. But since our first topic is nostalgia, ba't mo pala siya pinili? Or what made you think about this topic?
Well, to be honest with you guys, it's not really a direct question of why did I choose nostalgia. It's actually the question of, it's actually a nagging question within me for the longest time on why is nostalgia so strong? And why is nostalgia important in history, our personal history? And sometimes it also invokes the question on why is nostalgia enticing for everyone, diba? Mm-hmm. Kasi nowadays, nowadays some of the recent movies that we had gives that nostalgic mm-hmm. feelings to us. Eh. Parang mm-hmm. same goes for the products that has been out on the market. Like yung mga retro Nintendos na alam mo yung parang may mga Nintendos na binibenta ngayon na maliliit na pwede may kabit sa TV. Mm-hmm. Then after that, you could play yung mga classic Nintendo games. Yeah, it's part of the product of nostalgia na binibenta sa atin. And another prime example is the remake of movies in various series such as in Lion King, Aladdin, yung reboot ng Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and even Cobra Kai. Have you watched Cobra Kai?
YouTube Red, tama ba?
Karate Kid?
It's on YouTube Netflix. Red. And talagang as in nostalgia yung hinihit ng series na yon. And to be honest, it is surprisingly good. As in, sobrang good niya. So, ayun. Actually, notorious si Disney sa pagbenta ng nostalgia sa mga tao. So, to answer your question, hindi talaga siya direct question kung bakit ko pinili mm-hmm. nostalgia. I just want to answer this nagging questions with you guys on why is nostalgia so strong and why it is important in our history or our personal history. Kasi we have different types of nostalgic feeling, right? So, yun.
Mm-hmm. Actually, now that you mentioned it, napaisip tuloy ako. Bakit nga ba ginagawa nila ngayon yung mga remake? I mean, are they running out of creativity? Are they running out of stories to tell?
Because it's censored.
Pero is it really that necessary to, like, well, I'm not sure how you guys reacted to Lion King, pero hindi ko na kasi siya pinunod based from the reviews. But, you know, so I'm just gonna ask you guys, is it really necessary to all movies existing? Or, I mean, anong take nyo pagdating sa mga movie remakes or TV show remakes?
Ano kasi siya eh, parang more of parang switch siya sa mga consumers eh. Mm-hmm. Na parang, uy, napanood mo na to, di ba? Let's give it another take. Parang, and then that consumer would think na, uy, this has certain spots in my life na tatamaan. Or parang it would, parang marirekindle ko yung moments na yun. So, I would watch that. Parang, kumbaga, to be honest, yung Toy Story na last, hindi mm-hmm. na siya, ano eh, hindi na siya kailangan eh. Pero marami pa rin nanood. Because why? Because many people or many na working adults na ngayon have grown up with Toy Story. So, pag pinanood mo yon, somehow it gives you that feeling mm-hmm. na parang bata ka ulit yung the moment na pinanood mo yon. So, I guess, kaya siya mabenta. Kasi mm-hmm. nga, it hits us, it gives us that certain feeling na it brings us back in time. And
parang drugs.
Parang ganun.
That's ikaw funny ba? Kasi yung Toy Story kasi, yun nga, katulad na sinabi niya, mga mm-hmm. bata pa tayo lumabas yung unang Toy Story and then Toy Story 4, papanoorin natin sa cinema, kasama na natin yung mga anak natin, di ba? So, yeah. Parang ganyan, there's a certain parang euphoria pagdating sa nostalgia. And as a consumer nga, wala naman tayong talo. Again, the market decides what it wants. So, panoorin mo or hindi, andyan yan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Isa pa palang napaisip ako dito since nabanggit niya yan. I mean, we don't really have any kids. I'm not sure about you, Dale, but
no, I don't have any.
Me and Flavor
kids
may tinatanong.
No.
Wala.
Some related tayo, question naman na yan. We're clean about that. But my question is, it's not really directed to kids naman. No. It's just, since we're still talking about nostalgia, anong nafe-feel nyo if yung mga classmates nyo, yung mga high school classmates nyo, some are getting married, some are getting engaged, some are having their own family. Ano yung, like, is there some sort of crisis? Or hindi man crisis siguro, parang self-realization na tumatatak or pumupunta sa isip.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any experience with that?
Ako, I think I'll start with that. Ako, more of hindi about dun sa my friends getting married eh. Mm-hmm. Nagkaroon ako actually ng quarter life crisis with my career. Kasi yun nga, mm-hmm. as we've talked earlier na gusto ko talaga mag-glow. Then 5 years have passed, hindi pa rin ako nakakapag-start. Then yun, dun ako nagkaroon ng panic. But in terms of kids, no, not really. Parang siguro nag-vary yun from person to person. If you've really set yourself na gusto ko by 28, by 29 or 30, I'm married and I have kids. Yeah, siguro nakaka-frustrate yun or somehow medyo challenging yun. But yeah, on my case, hindi naman siguro. Ikaw ba?
Pumunta kami sa birthday ng nung ano, nung tropa namin.
Okay.
Yung tropa namin, kaklase namin.
Elementary
pa.
Elementary, oh, okay.
Yan, sa Huckleberry.
Okay.
So, kapitbahay, kaklase, tapos naging tropa ko hanggang sa paglaki. Tapos ngayon, first birthday na ng anak niya. Looking back, grabe, ang bilis ng panahon. Sobra. Parang maaalala mo yung kalokohan na pinagagawa niya, mga naglalaslas pa kayo sa CR mo. Tapos parang, tapos ngayon, binibilan mo ng regalo, mga samoy ganun, binibilan mo ng regalo ng anak ng
Naninong ka ba?
Naninong ka. Diba?
Yeah. Ikaw ba, Dale, may mga ganun ka ba experience where you're now a ninong, di ba? Like parang dati, ano lang tayo eh, parang laro-laro lang sa PC, laro-laro lang sa labas. And then now, all of a sudden, I'm a ninong? Seriously? Mm-hmm. Like, what about you, Dale?
Yeah, bro, I know that feeling na parang, wait, ninong na pala ako dito. Then parang you'd accept one or two, then the next thing you know, parang years have passed, makita mo like, shoot, 8 na to, 9 na to, 9 na yung inaanak ko. Like, how did it happen, right? And actually, going back, yung dun sa your friends or your classmates, previous classmates having kids and stuff, alam mo ano yung nostalgic na kanta for me with that one?
What?
Alumni homecoming. Every time
you
na...
You guys know that?
Kala ko yung next in line.
Next in line.
No, hell no. Pero yun, diba? So, ano siya?
Okay. Well, ako kaya ko naman na natanong yan sa inyo is, minsan, hindi na naisip ko. I mean, not really a reflection of myself. It's just that sometimes, iniisip ko lang, sobrang bilis ng panahon. Like, parang kung kailan lang naging kaklase ko to. Minsan, binubuli pa ako nito. Meron ako kasi yung classmate in high school na talagang he's part of the bully group na talagang maangas, ganyan, maangas, inaasar kayo, ganyan. And then, since we're still, you know, we're still in touch sa Facebook, all of a sudden, I'm gonna see his kid. I think his kid is around 10 years old now.
So,
yeah, like,
oh, damn.
Kasi yung girlfriend niya or his wife, well, they're now married. Pero yung jowa niya kasi dati is, they've been together since high school. And they're still together now. They're already married. So that's way too long. And, you know, parang nakakabigla lang na all of a sudden he has a kid who's, what, already 10 years old or maybe more than that? I don't know.
Hindi ka ba napatanong na how is he a dad? Kumaga parang he's like an asshole back then, pero...
isa pa yun. Like how can this be? Diba? Like, well, first thing is he was able to keep a woman. Diba? Kumbaga talaga nagstay sila that long. And then all of a sudden, hindi lang isa yung anak na, dalawa pa. So parang, what? I mean, hindi naman, I mean, I'm not saying this na parang to belittle him or anything. Actually, yeah. I'm quite impressed. To the point na, di ba, you never know how time can change a person. Na from this point period na talagang asshole type of, di ba, guy. And then all of a sudden, he's a family man.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? Parang nakakabigla. Like, all of a sudden, you don't know him at all. You don't know this person. Parang, he's a complete stranger with a familiar face. Parang ganun. Kaya ba? Like, ikaw, Dale, like, have you encountered someone that you used to know and then all of a sudden when you meet them again or
different, total different?
Yeah, totally different.
No, parang wala naman. Oh, really? Most of my friends are the same. Some of my asshole friends are still asshole. So, yeah.
We're all good. May follow-up questions on now. Since I'm in there, I'm going to
ask
you. Mas patanda kayo sa 3 years, 4?
Oh, I'm 25. Grabe naman yung matanda.
Then, mas 25. Mas lamang. At any point ba naisip niyo na yung schedule niyo sa pag-aanak or pagkakaroon ng kid?
Who's talaga want to answer that first? Ikaw, Dale, you want to answer first?
Yeah, ako siguro I'll answer that first. I'm in a relationship for 4 years already.
Okay.
So, to be honest, marriage and having a kid isn't really off of the topic and sometimes we've been talking about it. Siyempre yung pinakauna is marriage. And yeah, if you're gonna ask me, I want to get married before I'm 28 or 29. So yeah, I'm planning to get married soon. So, ayun,
because 26 ka and then you're plan is to get married before 28.
By 28.
So next year. Yeah. Oh, congratulations, man.
No, not yet.
In advance.
It's more of a timing eh. Kasi mm-hmm. syempre, I want to grow up with my kids as well.
Okay.
So, kumbaga parang, ayoko naman na dumating na I am at my 40s or my 50s and I still have a kid na parang 7 years old, 8 years old. So,
follow-up question. How late is too late sa pag-aanak? Sa tingin niyo?
How late is too late?
Wait, is this in general or like
in general, a guy siguro?
Or for a girl?
Or is this siguro, a guy's
general,
point of view?
In general.
Oh. Siguro, what do you think, Dale?
Siguro I'll divide it for a guy and for a woman. For a guy, I think it's around 37 or 38. Kasi iba yung guy eh.
Hmm.
But for a girl, I think it's kind of too late for 33, 34. Parang kailangan mo nang you need to like keep up the pace. Sorry for those listeners na.
Yeah.
I don't want to get judged. Pero, time is of the essence kasi, diba? Parang
yeah.
If they want to have kids, then go. I think you need to get married before 33 or 34. So, yun. But if you're really planning to have a career and having kids isn't really off the table, sky's the limit, right?
Kasi, anything above 30 is probably late na.
For a guy or in general? For a couple?
In general. Kasi sa mga next previous generation natin, parang mga most asa naririnig ko lang na, nagkakaanak. Katulad ng parents ko, parang they had me when they were 26,
27. Oh, okay.
So parang yeah. Dahil din para sa akin, parang anything above 30 is late.
Already too late. Well, my mom had me when she was 35.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, damn. I'm the only child, so.
I see. Pero yun nga, for me kasi, for guys, they have that golden years eh. Kumbaga sabi nga ni Barney, they have that Clooney years of them. So kahit mas matanda na sila, they can still find someone. Pero yeah, mm-hmm. I think your point is really good. Okay, then.
Actually, it makes me think about this character. Well, briefly lang naman, really related to nostalgia. But, you know, since we're talking about, having a family, getting engaged, getting married, or whatever. Yung kay Barney pala. Napanood mo na ba yung How I Met? Or not yet? Yung kay Barney kasi, he's this womanizer, right? Diba, Dale? Womanizer. He had this lots of partners, diba? Parang over the course, I'm not sure if you have any plans to watch the series, pero yeah. Over the course of the season, yun, 9 seasons, yun, so parang lahat ng adventures niya, puro pang babae, and then he's the colorful guy in their friendship. So the circle of friends niya, he's the most colorful. He can break the fourth wall and shit. Tapos, all of a sudden, diba, dun sa last episode, I think, all of a sudden, he found out that he is now a dad. Dun sa mga naging partners niya. And then, parang, there's this moment where he looked at the child, tapos parang naiyak siya. And then he said something like, I'm gonna, parang, well, I can't really remember the script. Natatandaan mo ba?
I believe it's everything that I have parang will be yours, parang ganun.
Will be yours. So, ayun, parang ganun, parang forever or will be yours. Parang it's kind of like a promise na he will be now a changed man or, you know, he's going to be a dad. Therefore, he has to be a dad. Pero nung una, before pa ipanganak yung baby na yun, he was doubtful. Gusto niya i-abandon. Like, no, I can't have a kid. So parang, diba, yeah. Parang he was making
not
this...
Father's Day.
Oh, not a Father's Day. Celebrate pa siya. Not a Father's Day. And then all of a sudden, you know, nanganak and then it was his. So, yun lang. It's medyo na-relate yung sarili ko sa kanya. Even though I'm not that person, hindi naman ako sing edad niya. But, you know, naintindihan ko yung point of view niya na he's what, 40? 40 na ata siya nung at the end of the season, di ba?
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any wife or kids. Pero, yun na, doon pala siya nagkaroon ng anak at 40.
Ako, the reason I don't have much opinion about it because I still find it na parang I've been betrayed with that arc for Barney at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
Parang they have to break Robin and Barney up for the second time and had a divorce para lang magkaroon ng wave in order for Ted and Robin to end up together, which for me is a big BS. So yeah.
But ginawa lang nilang full circle in a way para lang may masabi or I don't know.
True.
Anyway,
going back to your point. Yeah, it's
true. Yeah. All right. Since we're talking about you know, shows. Do you guys miss any shows? Well, let's tapos na tayo dun sa remake topic. But do you guys have any shows na parang somehow sana ma-continue pa, or if you guys think na...
Well, not necessarily continue, pero any anime na pinalabas sa GMA dati.
Oh.
Dragon Ball, Hunter x Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Yan, yung mga show. Yugi, wait. Yu-Gi-Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like, ma-continue in free TV or...
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, sana mauso ulit, parang gano'n. Like, the way we talk about Attack on Titan, the way that we talk about Stranger Things, na sana yung hype na yun, somehow you guys hope for the same thing, the one that you saw in the past.
I think there's a petition for this one, na parang ibalik ang anime sa hapon type of thing.
Meron ba?
Sa GMA? Parang gano'n?
Or... I think, hindi naman, not really petition, but it's more of, most of us 90s kids are posting na sana... Ganun na ulit, hindi yung every hapon ng ipapalabas is about drama and cheating husbands and wives and yeah, so yun. Kasi alam mo yung feeling na pagkapasok mo sa school, ako kasi mostly tanghaling pasok ko, so uwi ako hapon. Mm-hmm. Pag uwi ko ng hapon, excited na akong umuwi eh, kasi alam ko na for Monday, Ghost Fighter, tama ba? Ghost Fighter pag Monday.
Ghost Fighter.
Tapos Slam Dunk pag hapon, yung mga shows na yun, Ranma yata pag Tuesday, tapos Fushigi Yugi pag Friday, and Flame of Rekka. Those are the things that makes you wanna be a kid eh. Or that those are the shows that made you feel like a kid. Kasi after mong panoorin yun, nasa kalsada kayong lahat eh. Ikaw si Goku, yeah, ikaw si Frieza, bigla kayo parang nagliliparan kayo, kunwari nagsusuntukan kayo doon. Good stuff.
I remember so many stuff that I'll never mention it because it's embarrassing.
Naalala ko sa yun, may coloring pa pa ng Dragon Ball dati.
Spider-Man, meron din.
Alam mo yung may magpapanggap ka ng instant transmission ni Goku, yung hahawakan mo yung forehead mo, tapos kunwari magta-teleport ka.
I do it with my toys.
Mag-spirit bomb ka rin, ang tagal. Limang episodes bago ma-release ni Goku.
No. Literal? Seryoso yun? Limang episode?
Spirit Ball, ang tagal.
Sa mga limang episode? Ano kinawa na sa ibang episode na yun?
May mga ibang naglalaba. Tapos si Goku na gano'n. Bigay niyo sa akin yung energy.
Alam mo anong kalaban nun? Ang kalaban ng episode na yun, yung tira ni Koguri sa Slam Dunk na inabot ng isang
tagal na yun.
Bago pumasok.
May flashback pa eh. Layup na lang.
Grabe yung flashback na yun.
Tapos yung score 2-0 pa lang.
Yung pala yung unang talk no jutsu na yun eh. Yung Masashi Kishimoto eh. Doon pala nakuha yun eh. Yung flashback. Damn. Ano ko rin naalala. But,
magandang transition to kasi nga nabagit din na yun nga yung pagka-uwi galing sa school. Ako naalala pagka-uwi galing sa school. Mangupit ako ng bariya sa bag ng nanay ko. Para may pang-videoan ako. Kasi naglalaro ako dati sa videoan ng Street Fighter Alpha 3. Alpha 3 pa yan, nasa videoan. Tapos merong Mortal Kombat 2. Tapos Biker Mice. Basta mga ganun laro.
Bomberman.
Nalala ko. No, kukuha pa. Kahit yung mga tigbe-benching ko, talagang iniipong ko, makabuhol akong piso.
Tsaka Grey Juice ba yan? Alam mo yung Grey Juice?
Ay, yung Grey Juice, yung karera. Tama ba?
Hindi, ano siya, spaceship.
Okay.
Yung ba yung parang left and right, iiwasan may mga...
Hindi, ano siya, parang linear yung ano niya eh, parang, ano ba to? Space Impact yung dating, pero maganda yung graphics.
So, parang nag-evolve yung... Nag-evolve yung aeroplano,
gano'n? Nag-evolve yung...
Pwede mong piliin yung parang power-ups mo sa simula, tama ba? Ano may ganun?
Oo, yun. Solid yun. Solid yun.
Videos, so. Anyways, ako, nilalaro ko Street Fighter Alpha 3 pa tayo. Tapos tayo yung mga... May kilala sa atin, di ba? Si yung magaling
Marash. Forgot his name.
Magaling siya. So, syempre, gagayahin ko ng mga ibang bata. Tapos gagayahin ko rin yung Nash. Gagayahin ko rin lahat ng combo niya. Tapos pag nagba-biker mice ka, may mga nang gagago sa likod mo, pipindutin yung ano mo.
Yung... pag hindi mo pinalaro na mo. Pag hindi mo pinalaro, pipindutin nila yung...
Anong nagagawa na ito? Pipintok na yung nakakalins. Hindi ka makapalag eh.
Yung mga bully-bully pa nun eh.
Yung mga ganun
dahil. Nakala ko, nagsasapakan pa tayo. Nagsasapakan pa lang kami.
Hassle pa dun yung pag isang video game lang, tapos may isang naglalaro na ang daming barya.
Oo. Oh. Alam mo, na,
legit.
Nandito na
balik ka na lang mamaya.
Nakalagay na sa damit nila. Oo. Na. Makalinching pa. Pag, ano, grabe pa mag-mash na. Ano, button spray. Kala mo. Papalitan na kinabukasan ng
dugo. Yung minsan lubog na, no?
Lubog na. Kailangan didiinan mo. Tapos diba sa Mortal Kombat, may mga fatalities. Tapos may mga certain inputs na kailangan gawin. Ano yan, yung iba, na-YouTube muna bago pumunta dyan, tapos pagpunta
na. Ano, ganun-ganun na ba nung
panahon na yun? Na yung YouTube, ha? Merong iba nakapapil pa.
Parang iba, sa... Iba may papel pa, no? Nakasulat na yung mga fatalities, yung input. Tapos pagdating sa video, hindi nila magawa. Bakit yan?
Maiksi yung timing. Mm-hmm. Yung Mortal Kombat 2 ba, andun yung si Noob Saibot, di ba?
Ah, oh, nandun. Tapos yung ang yun, input mo lang, ang input lang ng mga bata, up and right, tapos ka-teleport.
Oo, kaya. Ka-teleport
ka siya. Spam lang.
Uy, ano yun?
Spam lang.
Ganun-ganun, no?
Tapos yung mga kalaro mga bata, mangyak-ngyak kasi sayang piso, natalo sila ng spam lang ng up and down.
Tapos pag Tekken naman, yung Tekken tag, alam ko Tekken tag or Tekken 3 yung nasa video ng dati, ini-spam lang nila yung...
Kay Eddie ba?
Hindi. Oh. Yan, yung kay Eddie.
Yung kay Eddie. Yung kick.
Yung sipa-sipa.
Oy, wait lang ha, wait lang. I feel so attacked here. Kasi Eddie main ako sa Tekken growing up. May, there's an art in it, bro.
There's an art of spamming?
Mga di marunong mag-block ng low sale. Mga ganda lang.
Para ba talaga din, para ba, ano yun, para ba i-defend yung sarili mo dun? Kasi di ba, gamit mo sa Steve lagi.
Kasi ini-spam pa nila yung burning fist ni Paul. Ang tawag pa nila dati, Boa. Kasi sabi ni Paul, Boa. Kasi sinasabi ni Paul, Boa eh. Di Boa na rin tawag nila. Kulit ng mga yun eh. Ni-spam lang nila eh. Ilang ilabanan nun eh. Hintayan, tas kapag lumapit, Boa lang.
Dintik na time zone yun.
ang mataas ang respeto ko dati sa mga Tekken 3 players na gumagamit ng ano ng King.
Pipes lang, pre. Pipes lang pa yung tawag nila dun. Marunong ako nun dati, actually. Pero yung ending ko lang, yung parang ano lang, yung iikot-ikot. Di ko alam kung paano yung tatalon siya sa ere, tapos dala niya sa balikat niya. Alam mo ba yung sasabi ko?
Ako parang, hindi ko maalala. Pero yun.
Kasi yung ending ng pipes lang niya, yung hawak niya sa balikat niya, tapos tatalon siya ng mataas.
Daming
laro ng dati na.
Ikaw ba, Dale? Ano bang mga nilalaro mo sa mga videoan?
Actually, may ano ako sa video, sa parang videoan, sa arcade.
Yeah.
Yung sa local arcade, yung parang piso-piso, yun, yung Tekken. Tapos Marvel versus Street Fighter, Marvel versus Capcom.
It's the best.
Yun yung mga dadali, kung saan ka dadalhin ng piso mo, yung pag marami nagcha-challenge sa'yo. Tsaka yung mga parang basketball game. Tsaka yung racing, nalimutan ko ang pangalan ng racing na yun eh.
F10.
Kasi di ba dalawa yung type of video game na piso. Isang The Oras, isang ano eh, yung credit.
Turn, okay.
Metal Slug pa pala. Yun, Metal
Slug. Yun, yeah.
Legit.
Contra.
Contra
din. Yun.
Pintik na yun, Contra na yun.
Alam nyo ba hanggang ano ko, stage 2 lang ako ng Contra. Hindi ako umabot ng stage 3.
Ba, hindi ko kasi nag-infinite lives ng correct.
Ano, pre, hindi. Hindi ko nagagawa yun.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, select, start.
Gumagana ba sa local video game yun?
I think so. I think pwede
pa. Is that cheap? Cheap ba yun?
I've never tried it.
Oh. Since na-share pala ni Andrew yung one of the moments na, di ba, yung kay Nash and all that. Ikaw ba, Dale, may mga crazy memories ka ba na naglalaro ka ng mga arcade games or anything that you can share with us?
I think one of the craziest, hindi naman siya craziest eh. Bukod dun sa mga nagsusuntukan sa computer.
yung mga embarrassing or funny or anything.
Siguro dalawa. First one is yung naglalaro ka lang, tapos mamaya biglang may nakita ka na lang lumipad na upuan sa likod mo.
Bakit?
Nagsuntukan na. Kasi nagkakatrashtukan na. Nagkaka-trash token na sa com shop.
Ibig sabihin, uso na palang trash token sa videoan, hindi lang sa computer shops.
Ang mga, ang ultimate na panggagago sa videoan dati is, sa videoan, sa mga piso-piso, kita mo yung switch eh. Alam mo kung
nasa yung
switch. Ayaw nga pa. Diba, na, pipidot yung switch at galaro ka, tapos magpapatay mali na, ano, pre, namatay.
Para ano na sila naman.
Alam mo, hindi sinasadya, ano.
alam mo yung biglang papatayin, tapos tatayo na yung isa, tapos parang face-to-face na sila, o ano, mm-hmm. ano, yung mga...
Tutulungan na, no?
Sige nga, sige nga, sige nga.
Kawakang mo yung tinga.
Yun na yun.
Okay, nakatambay na sa switch, days. Malapit sa switch. Alam mo nang pipindutin yan, yung time mo na lang.
With this ba, I want to ask you guys, do you feel bad for those kids that weren't able to live this type of kid life?
Nasaan ba tayo? Yun, sasabihin ko sana yung sa tanong mo na I feel bad kasi nga, especially nga nakikita nyo sa Facebook or sa Twitter, nagpo-post na yung mga arcades, especially time room. Binibenta nila yung mga
unit nila.
Mga unit nila. And you can tell na kapag kanyari, bumisita ka sa mga malls tapos ano, sarado. Nakikita mo talagang parang nagbabanish na yung ganun industry, yung mga arcade. Nakakalungkot yun.
And hindi, I think one crucial factor with that one for those kids growing up is yung social interaction with people, mm-hmm. with friends outside, yung pagtakbo sa labas, yung hindi lang yung good things and the bad as well for making some enemies and yung mga panahon na uuwi kang umiiyak dahil inaway ka, those are part of childhood na hindi na ganong na-experience ng mga bata. I'm not saying that most kids are being so pampered nowadays kasi syempre sino ba naman gusto yung anak na umiiyak, pero for me part kasi yun ng paglaki eh. Kumbaga yung things that you learn outside of your house, those are the things that you cannot get inside eh. And if you're bounded by the four corners of your house and you weren't able to socialize with friends, mahihirapan ka whenever na andun ka na sa real world and you have real problems to deal with. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, di ba? Parang, kumbaga, minsan masasabi mo na, ako nga nung bata ako, nakagat ako ng aso, nadapa ako ganyan, nalaglag ako sa puno. Bakit ko hindi kakayanin tong problem na to? Yung parang ganun na sense of thinking na, unlike ngayon na pag may dumating na problema, bakit hindi ko masolusyonan? Or parang every problem is a first time for them and they get so frustrated. I'm not really saying that kids nowadays are soft, but those things, those nostalgic experience that we have as a kid, we will cherish those forever. And those things, yun yung humubog sa atin on who we are today. So yeah, with your sentiment, I think I can say na I feel bad inside as well for those kids. Kasi sobrang saya ng buhay sa labas dito. Kayo ba? Madalas ba kayo sa labas dati?
Yeah. Sino pa mo nakaka-experience ng Block 1-2-3? Patin. Pero like, magtataguan pa kayo sa doon sa buong village niya, di ba? Buong
village. Actually, I have a good story with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yung naglaro, alam niyo yung Bangsak?
Oo.
Ano ang ginagawa niyo?
Who doesn't,
right? Tagotaguan din.
Tagotaguan, pero hindi yung isisave mo sa base. Pag nabangka, bangka na talaga. So, tatlo kami yung friends doon. Ako, si Jep, tsaka si David. Well, his name is David. Pero dahil mga bata, and parang balbal pa yung ano. So, David. So, tatlo kami nagtatago sa jeep. May isang taya. Tapos, sabi namin, kasi uso yung palit yung damit eh. Uy, palit
na. Ginawa niyo mo ba yun? Ginawa mo yun?
Kasi, in the event na may ibang mo yung isa, under a different name, tawag dun sa amin, tembang. Mali, taya ka ulit.
So, okay.
Nakakatawa kasi nagpalit sila ng damit. Tapos, parang nagsabi nila, palit lang tayong damit. Palit din tayong short. Hmm. And what's funny is nagpalit din sila ng underwear. What? As in legit, nagpalit sila lahat. As a kid, syempre, you do dumb stuff and those things. Nakakatawa kasi looking back at it, parang naisip ko, why the hell do they need to change underwear, man? Like, yun. So, anyway, I'm funny nun kasi at the end of, ano, yung sa round na yun, nahuli pa din sila by their names. So, it doesn't even make sense.
Ang technique namin, doon, para hindi mo alam kung sino yung may baba. Kasi meron sa street namin, sa 51st, merong maliit na eskinita. After Kalawayo Nelson, meron bahay, tapos may maliit na eskinita. Maliit na eskinita, tapos lahat kami doon magtatago. Tapos, madilim, wala talagang ilaw, walang kahit ano. Ang ilaw lang is nasa pinakadulo, which is may bahay kasi doon.
Yeah.
May, ano, may pintuan, so may ilaw. So, kapag ikaw yung taya, pag sinilip mo kami sa eskinita, ang makikita mo lang sa amin, mga silhouette namin.
Mm-hmm.
So, para mas malito pa lalo yung taya, yung iba umaakyat ng pader. tapos hinuhubad yung damit. Tapos yung iba, para hindi makilala talaga, hinuhubad yung damit. Tapos tinatakpan yung mukha nila.
Parang ninja.
Tapos parang tanga yung taya. Parang nakaganon pa. Inuhulaan ko sino yung nakatayo dun sa ano. Tapos kapag na-born na kami, pag hindi na talaga mahuli, di ba? Ang bangsa kasi, pwede mong saksakin yung taya.
Wait, you need to recognize the person. Pala. Yeah,
pwede mong saksakin yun. Pag nasaksak mo yung nahawakan mo yung tile. Mm. So kapag pag talagang tumagal kami doon at di pa kami nahuhulaan, ginagawa namin yung t-shirt namin, binabalot namin sa ulo namin, parang ninja.
Okay.
Tapos bibila kami ng tweet, sabay-sabay kami tatakbo, habulin namin.
Alam ko yung feeling niya na bilang taya, nakakapraning yan, legit. Pag nakita mo tumatakbo na, tapos
tatakbo,
pabarilin mo na isa-isa ng rat-rat na bang jun-jun, bang jab-jab, bang
may parang gano'n. Tapos maliga pa ng paan. Minsan hindi ka pa sure kung sino yan. Mula pa. Those were the days, right?
Paano naman yung pellet, pare? Have you guys... Pellet gun.
Anong go-to pellet gun yun?
Well, I don't know the name, pero meron akong parang shotgun eh. Shotgun, pellet, meron din parang eagle. Okay. White eagle.
Desert eagle.
Yeah.
Tactical.
Ano
tactical yung pangalan. Pwede mo siyang i-search dun sa Google. Pero I think wala yung ano. Color silver siya. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yung gun. Parang ano siya, parang...
Uzi or...
9mm din siya eh. Para siyang 9mm. No, though iba yung ano niya. Yung parang shaft.
Parang gusto ko na talaga magpatira ng pellet. Mabalik lang yung feeling ng patira ka sa likod. Aray! Hindi ka, ganun mabigla.
Yeah. Ang fun kaya nung pellet gun.
Di ba yung taga dyan nga sa atin, meron na patamaan sa mata, tapos na-operahan pa sa
Damn.
And you know what made pellet gun or war games more even interesting? Yeah. Because during, I'm not sure if it applies with you guys, because yung pellet gun sa amin was actually parang nag-hype siya during the Counter-Strike days.
Oh, 1.3
pa. So, yeah, 1.3. So parang minsan ano siya, parang mission type of style na retake ng place. Parang may bakanting bahay, tapos de-defend nyo lang yon, baril lang kayo. Pag na-baril ka, out ka na. Yan. Mm-hmm. Yan, those were my part of, ano, parang my experience yung pag naglalaro dati yung Pelican. And that was fun.
Yung CS go na, yung CS na 1.3, Didas lang alam ko.
Didas, ano, oh, Didas
lang naman. No, Deathmatch.
Yan, Deathmatch.
Parang Deathmatch.
Yung iba na, client race pa eh. Ano yung client race?
Ano yun?
Yung SV client
parang race. Aimbot siya.
Kahit saka bumalil, tatawa
mo ito. Uy, ganun ba? Alam ko yung mga gravity lang, you know, gravity.
So, ang gagawin mo, SP cheats, 1 muna, tapos then just try and place 999. Anong gagawin mo?
Ako, I have a question with you guys, since we're already talking about games that brings you the most nostalgia. What are your top, I think top 5 or top 3 games na nagbibring sa inyo ng most nostalgia?
Alam ko, pareho kami sa sasagutin ito. Sa top 3. Pareho kami lang kayo dito. Ang Battle Rims.
Yeah.
Yun, okay. Battle Rims. Okay.
But what I have in mind is Run Online.
Yun, Run.
Run Online. Nag-dintek na yun. Well, the reason why I say dintek is because ang mahal ng items, you have to use real money. Kailangan mo bumili ng 20 pesos, 400 pesos to get an item na mag-expire just so that you can level up. And then you also have to interact with friends. Hindi mo pwedeng awayin yung mga yun.
First time namin yung sabihin dito, nang nag-run kami, nang-scam pa kami. Diba?
Ano to? Paano scam? Chicksilog scam ba to?
Ano ba style mo?
Yung mystery box.
Oh, yeah.
So, may marketplace doon na pwede magbenta. So, click lang ng isang player, tapos may kita niyo yung mga items na binibenta mo. So, ang ginagawa namin, nilalapag namin yung mga mystery box, tapos ang price niya, 50 piso. So, sa parang 10x10 grid, nakalagay lahat ng items. So, makikita niya, piso lang lahat.
Okay.
So, kung ikaw, gusto mong bumili ng item na gano'n, i-click mo na, i-click eh.
Gusto mo makuha lahat.
piso lang lahat yun. Kasi piso lang lahat eh. Mystery box sale na yun. Kasi ang mystery box at 100 or basta mas mahal sa piso. Parang steel na talaga. Pero ang hindi nila alam, kapag kinlip lang nila sa kinlip, may isang mystery box na parang 1 million.
Ilalagay namin 1 million.
So, pagkakot nila, mabibili nila ng 1 million pesos. Magtataka nila. Kutan, naubusan sila ng pera, tapos hahabuling ka na nila buong game. Uy, balik mo yung 1 million.
Pero hindi ba yung nare-report sa GM nung game?
Actually, no. Kasi nung mga panahon na yun, ang uso doon, public shaming lang. Meron kasi doon parang megaphone na i-announce nila sa buong mga players yung pangalan ng scam sa kanila. Pero yung ban, hindi pa uso yung mga ganun. Kasi hindi pa naman real money yung ginagamit nun eh. Parang item, parang character gold pa lang eh. So, wala pa namang real money involved yung time na yun.
Actually, those are hard-earned na ano, you really have to grind for hours just to get those.
Oh, yun nga lang, sa game talaga. Scam talaga. Yun talaga. Yung bad, bad practices. Ayun. Pero medyo nakakatawa lang kasi parang yung comedic stuff na parang, uy, tara, benta tayo, wala kaming gold. Haluan mo ng 1 million out of nowhere.
And it's funny because back then, sobrang gullible tayo in terms of deals na mga ganun sa online games. Even me, I was scammed in Ragnarok before.
Mm. So, oh, okay. Paano ka na-scam sa Ragnarok?
I think item siya eh. Kaso ito, more of outside naman. I have spent real money on it. And ouch. May binili akong parang sabi, bibigyan daw akong Rudra's bow.
Mm-hmm.
Then, tapos pinakita niya naman sa akin. So I went to his house and not knowing na yung pinakita niya sa akin was a private server.
Mm.
So di ba kasi pag private server, it's easier to get those items.
Mm.
So given the gullible me, so sabi ko, shit, this is a good deal. And knowing that Rudra's bow parang +8 pa yata or +9 and slotted. So I went with it. Then parang... Ayun, I was scammed.
How much? How much was it?
I think it was around 300, 400 pesos back then.
Back then? Eh, pero para sa atin, di ba? Like, especially students, malaking bagay na yun.
Bro, legit. And online games before are really expensive. Lalo na for Ragnarok and those games na kailangan mong loadan for a certain of hours.
Yeah, Special Force, then Techno Crossfire na yun. Like, they have to... Yeah. Alright. One of the... Yeah, actually, ikaw.
Okay, tanong mo lahat si Neil yung sa tanong niya, yung top three.
Top three? No, oh, yeah. Let's
okay. Answer.
Okay. Actually, hindi. Parang more of, parang top four yata sa top five. Hmm. Siguro, depende kasi sa timeline eh. Yung pinaka-nostalgic sa akin, as in, pinaka-nostalgic sa akin was Suikoden 2. Are you familiar with that game?
So online game? Oh, PS1.
PS1 game. Ano siya, parang turn-based game, parang Final Fantasy. Kasi parang, I was grade 1 and 2. Parang grade 2, grade 3 ako during that time. And yun yung isa sa mga great storylines na nalaro ko as a kid. Then, another one for na nostalgic sa akin is yung Dota 1. Okay. Hindi ko masabing Dota 2 eh, kasi I'm still playing Dota 2.
Mm.
Yan, yung Dota 1 wherein doon ako nagsimula na as in tumambay ng computer shops and parang yung pupunta ka sa isang shop para makipaglaro sa ibang players. Kasi wala pa yatang Garena. Wala pang Garena nun eh. You really have to visit one shop to another just to play with someone. And sa akin, isa pang nostalgic with me is Need for Speed Underground, bro.
Yun!
Legit.
I remember that. Yung
theme song niya na Get Low, every time I hear it, parang, man, that's my jam. As in, legit. You know na a good game is gonna happen when you hear those soundtracks. So, yun. And lastly, I think it's a tie for me wherein PSP games such as Tekken and Naruto. Kasi during breaks on high school, kami,
Storm?
Naglalaro kami sa may, yeah, I think so, yung sa PSP. Naglalaro kami ng mga classmate ko outside the classroom. Tapos magkakaroon kami ng mini tournament na parang, bayad ka 20 pesos pag natalo. And it was fun. So, in a way, ano siya sa akin eh. In a way, nostalgic siya sa akin kasi it brings you back those memories na you really just can't do anymore. Na yung parang it somehow hits you differently na pag naalala mo or pag nakita mo tong game na to. Although hindi mo na siya, you wouldn't find it as interesting as it was like before. Pero andun pa rin yung feeling sa'yo eh. Yung nurturing feeling na pag naglalaro ka ni First Speed Underground, makikita mo na, uy, hindi ganito yung graphics na na-imagine ko nung una ko tong nilaro eh. Parang nung una ko nilaro to, parang sobrang legit yung graphics. Parang legit na kotse talaga yung nakikita ko. And it gives you that feeling, that unexplainable feeling. Yung parang sabi mo nga, it's kind of a euphoria for you. So, yeah. And growing up, sobrang hilig ko maglaro ng mga video games, as it somehow also got me through different tough times in my life. So, yeah, I think, and I can say na malalagang part sa akin yung mga gaming yun. That's why I've asked it to you guys. So,
speaking about Francis.
So speaking of Underground NFS, it's surprising na hindi pa nila ginagawa ng remake yun, no?
True.
Diba? Tapos, sobrang sikat ng game na lang dati. Tapos,
or even ang alam have kung, a game with that same playstyle. Mm, no?
Ang recent na ni-remake nila is, I think, Hot Pursuit na NFS.
Mm-hmm, true, yeah.
If ako naman ang tatanungin mo, parang isa lang yung umaan sa isip ko, Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Yun. Ah! Dude, that game is legit.
Yeah, it's a Game Boy?
So, Game Boy Advance naman nilalaro yun. Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Kaya nga nung nagkaroon ng ano no, ng Heart Gold tsaka Soul Silver, sobrang mahal kaya nung resale value nun.
Ikaw ba?
Well, I have a lot. Pero if there's anything that I'd like to recall, yung ano lang talaga, Counter-Strike. The very classic one. Yeah. Daming memories dun. Yung tipong, yung mga kalaro mo sa likod, di ba, sa computer shop. Yung mga kalaro mo sa likod, uutuin ka. Kunwari, yung mga matatanda pa sa'yo noon, tayo sabihin, hindi kasi ito gagawin mo, kukunin na niya. Lalagyan na niya yung kamay niya sa keyboard tsaka sa mouse. Hanggang sa mga hindi mo na namamalayas sila na yung naglalaro.
Naglalaro. Sino na biktima ng ano, pindutin mo yung Alt-F4, tamo yung mangyayari.
Oh, yun. Oo, ako. Biktima na ako. Ano na buisip na yun. So, Alt-F4 daw, may magic daw na mangyayari. Iba pa nga yung kapag may nag-aaway. Well, kwento ko lang to since we're talking about games. No? Meron kasing time na well, naglalaro kami ni Francis doon sa computer shop na yun. So, parang ako lang mag-isa nun, then some other kids. Parang nagkaroon ata ng point na ayoko silang palaruin. Parang kunyari, ako yung naglalaro doon ng Counter-Strike, and then they want to, you know, they want to do a one round. Ganyan. Sabi ko, ayoko. Ganyan. So, mamaya, sapakan tayo ganyan. Nung hindi ko sila pinapansin, pinatay ba naman yung ano?
PC.
Isang clip. Yung alam mo, in the middle of the game. So, yung, ewan ko, like, eh, yung,
pero
yung
may araw. Close kayo nung guy na yun o hindi?
Well, now, hindi na. Pero, dati,
pero,
oh.
Pero, back then. Oh.
Back then, oh, okay. Close naman kami.
Ang pinaka-nostalgic para sa akin ng experience, yung susunduin ka pa ng nanay mo sa computer shop.
Sinundo ko rin ba?
Oo, nasundo.
I had that experience before.
Yeah, nasundo na ako. Oo, naglalaro ka naman. Ano
oras?
Bigla na lang kakalabit yung tropa or yung bata dun sa computer. Uy, nanay mo nandito. Paglingon mo sa pinto, nakatingin na sa'yo, naka-cross arms na. Tapos, alam mo na yung tingin eh. Alam mo nang luluhod ka sa bahay.
Dani?
Halo yung emosyon nun eh. No? Halo yung emosyon. Dalawa yun eh. Una, hiya from your friends knowing na sinundo ka. Pangalawa is yung takot mo pag-uwi eh. Knowing alam mong GG ka na pag-uwi mo eh.
Wala kang magagawa. Sasabihin mo lang sa mga nakatambay. May pray ka muna dito. Pray ka na muna maglaro.
Ikaw muna may dito babalik.
Pray ka muna maglaro. Mukhang lalataya nga ako eh.
Hindi na babalik.
Parang yun, walk of shame ni Cersei yun eh. Parang yun yung pinakamahabang lakad mo mula com shop.
Oh, tumatama ba yung mga katropa mo nun, no? Ikaw ba, Dale? If you have that type of experience?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Pustahan pa, as in Dota. Parang ano yun, labang kami, where we were about to close the game kasi parang best of three yun and game is tied up. I was playing Bane Elemental during that time. So, okay na siya, labang na kami. Then, ayun na, disaster happened. So, my dad was there, sinundo na ako. I had no choice but to go home. And I know, parang ano na yun eh, pag uwi ko, yari na ako kay Jotaro nun eh. Alam ko, GG na
ako.
So, ayun. Anyway, that was fun.
Wait, what term is that? What is that?
Jojo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh.
Yeah, Jojo's Bizarre Adventure. Parang yun, nagkaroon ng interaction si Jotaro tsaka si Dio. Anyway.
Nabanggit mo si Bane Elemental, di ba? Hindi pa tao sa mga support ng time na yun.
Wala. Na, lahat kayo carry. Ang
OP pa Bane, ni ang OP ni Bane nun, pag may SS na, di ba, napapatay niya isang hero ng ano.
Oo. Ano yun? Dagod pace boots.
Brain sap, SS, brain sap bullet. Minsan patay na din pa lang. Wala nang dagod, di ba?
pati ano siya, ideal siya for 3-on-3 games. Kasi kunwari, pwede mong i-nightmare yung isa. So, tulog habang nagka-clash. Tapos, i-fence grip mo na yung isa. Tapos, yung isa binubugbog nung...
Nalala ko pa, pinaka-first Dota game ko, Earthshaker gamit ko. First build ko, Deso, Desolator.
Ang kati nun ha, in fairness makati yun.
Hindi kasi, kaya Desolator. Kasi, para sa akin, yung bata ko, yun yung pinaka-madaling buuin eh.
Ah, okay.
Kasi dalawang Metal Hammer lang, tsaka yung rest of it, diba?
Pero badass yun pag tinamaan ka ng Enchant Totem nun. Kasi yung crit nun, diba?
Hmm.
Anyway, I think may nalimutan ako isang game. GTA San Andreas
and Vice City. Isa pa yun.
Every time napupunta kang computer shop, pero na-comprinted out na lahat ng cheats, kung ano yung mga cheats na yun.
Print out? Actually, hindi ko naisip yun eh. Alam ko may mga...
Ako, Vice City.
Ano yun, nakasulat yun sa ano sa bond paper. Kung hindi printed out, nakasulat siya. Yung Buff Me Up. Exact Me Hesoyam.
Ano ba na gawin Hesoyam ulit? Nakalimutan ko na.
Armor and money. And health.
Meron bang unlimited health? Or?
Parang ma-refill lang ulit.
Ma-refill lang.
Oo, refill siya. So, kailangan pag while in clash ka dun sa mga police, dapat mabilis ka mag-type ng Hesoyam.